Hello and welcome back to From Soil to Story. It is the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I'm Julia.
I'm Donna.
And today we're going to talk about seed saving.
We are, and in the background you may hear the end of a thunderstorm, so we're fine. We're chilling out recording. So
it's a beautiful rain and we've needed rain and moisture for the garden.
Perfect. Yeah, I do have some cool weather crops in, but I'll take it. We have about 2.5 inches so far today.
Lovely. The garden is soaking it up.
Yes.
Your garden is practically all raised beds now.
Yes, we have evolved into that. We went from a tiny garden space to a bigger garden space to a bigger garden space. And it was weedy, and so, yes, you have built raised beds. And so this is our, fifth year, maybe,
I believe,
with raised
so.
Beds?
Yes.
Wow, what a difference. So much easier for the gardener.
And it grows just beautiful, beautiful vegetables.
Yeah.
So.
All by itself.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
It is amazing just to be able to keep up with the weeds, so. The difference. Now, there is a whole issue with watering, but right now we don't have to worry about that a bit.
Not at all. And just as an aside, I'll drop in the show notes a link to a short e-course PDF file that we have on how to build your own.
Yes.
Very simple, straightforward, building your own raised bed.
And you can get a ton of vegetables in one. And some podcasts we might talk about what all you can get in 1 8-foot bed. A lot.
I think that would be great. So we'll pencil that in for a future episode. But we wanted to talk about seed saving on this one.
Right. And one of the things that we do at Five Feline Farm is we try to recycle, reuse, repurpose. And, we're really into saving money now that we have retirement income, which I'm grateful for that. But it's not the same as working full-time income. One of the ways that we save money is to seed save. And I save all kinds of seeds. And every year, I try a few more. And so just from last year, I saved sunflowers super easy. Zinnias are super easy. Marigolds are super easy. Basil, garlic. So some of the garlic that we're not using, I will replant that, and we can talk about that at some other time. Tomato seeds, and that's relatively new, and those can only be heirloom seeds, not just any old seed. Peppers, you actually help when you're cutting peppers. You save some out and label them for me. I dry those out, and actually some of the peppers that I planted in February were some from leftover seed from last year. So, very minimal cost. Beans, super easy. Once again, just let the beans go to a pod and let them get big, dry them out. And some of ours reseed themselves. And sometimes we have a lot of beans coming up that I didn't, most of them, that I didn't plant. And I just move those somewhere where they're out of the way. And if they work, they're a bonus. If they don't, we're okay. Columbine. Spinach. Actually, I have some spinach going to seed right now. I will let that flower and the seeds to dry out right in the bed. Those seeds will drop, and hopefully in the fall, we will have some baby spinach. And mustard. Mustard will go a long way. A friend gave me a packet of mustard years ago, mustard seeds. And I think we still have that. That's probably 10 years.
So still off that same seed.
Yes. And it will go on, I think, for the rest of our lives and for generations to come.
So you've referenced several different kinds of seeds that you save.
Mm-hmm.
Flower seeds. You mentioned the tomato, the pepper, beans, and now the mustard. But there's a bit of a different process for some of those. you said mustard, you just let them go and the seed
I
falls.
I do collect seeds. I do that. And actually, mustard is one of those things that every year I take a lot of it out that has seeded on its own. But as I said, one flower will have hundreds of seeds. So I have lots of seed, mustard seeds saved. And we don't eat that much mustard. We used to sell a lot with market. We eat some, but it's a really good plant to mix in, like with, I have trouble in our collards, getting bugs in it, but I have found that when I mix in the mustard, the bugs bother the mustard and leave the collards alone. So it has a lot of other uses if you don't really like the flavor of it. It's really good for that.
I was surprised at how much I do like the flavor
mm-hmm.
of small, young, I'm guessing 3-4 inch
yeah.
Leaf.
Some people will eat the bigger ones. I'm not as big of a fan of those, but I love a little bit of that in the salad.
Yes, it's beautiful and flavorful. So
yes.
Love that. So what about zinnias? Can you describe the process of collecting and saving a zinnia seed?
Okay. So when I deadhead, take the dying bloom off, I will let those dry out pretty good in the sun. And then usually in the fall, I start collecting the heads of the ones that I really like the most. And I will just let those dry out in the potting shed. So I just put them out in a single layer, let them dry out. And then once there's no moisture in it, I put them in a jar and just put them in my seed cabinet.
The whole head.
The whole head. And I don't take it apart until I'm going to plant in the spring.
Okay.
You could. But I don't, because I want to make sure it's nice and dry. And we don't spend hardly any money now on the flowers at all, because the majority of the flowers that we have here are either perennial or I save seed for.
So once in the springtime, you have that dead flower head that you've saved and dried out. Does it just kind of crumble and fall apart and the seeds come out, or how does that work?
Well, I help it a little bit. I just kind of take it and pull it apart, and you'll see the seeds. If you've planted zinnia seeds, you'll know what you're looking for. But the whole head is just full of lots of little seeds. And maybe sometime we can do a video, maybe in the fall, of some of those of what you're going to be looking for, like in a marigold. Because if you take a marigold flower bud that is dying, to look at it, it's like, okay, I don't see any seeds in there, but when you pull that in half, there will be hundreds of seeds in one head. So
nice.
Yeah, so we don't spend money on marigolds ever anymore.
Are sunflowers the same?
Yeah, sunflowers are, I mean, most people are familiar with what the sunflower seeds look like in the head. So I will take some of those. I do share some with nature, but I cut some of those off before the squirrels and birds and others get to them. And I'll just save the whole head. And then when that's all dried out, I let them dry out in the potting shed, same process. When that's all dried out, I shake it, put the head in a bag, and then shake that out and catch all those. And what doesn't come out, I give back to nature, and so I'm happy, and the critters are happy.
Now, tomatoes, you mentioned specifically heirloom tomatoes.
Yes.
And those have that little gel goo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that change things in saving the seed?
There's a couple different ways, and gardening, like everything else, there's 1,000 ways to do things. The way I do it is when I get the tomato seeds, I rinse them, and that goo will kind of come off, and then I just let them dry out on a paper towel, and then when they're pretty dry, I put them in a jar for spring. So some people go through a whole big process with that. I don't. I always say anything here has to be kind of tough. It's either going to work or it's not, because I don't have time to fiddle with it. But, so I just kind of rinse it off and let it dry out.
One other thing I've seen you do with saving seed is with seed packets that you have bought over the years. And you store those in what I think is a very ingenious system and plant from year to year out of the same packet.
Yeah, I had started this a long time ago. I store all of my seeds in ammo boxes. I have some 50 cal, some big ammo boxes that and then I have the small ones. And those are really handy to take out to the garden with me and have my seeds, like when it's cool weather time, I have it labeled cool weather, like lettuce. And so I'll take that whole thing out. And they don't get moisture in them. No sunlight can get to them. And then they have kept. I sometimes can have seeds that can last 10 years in those. So they're pretty secure because they tighten down pretty good. But yeah, I use the cheap plastic ammo boxes. And they're on sale at Rural King a lot. And so whenever I see them on sale, I pick up another one or two because they're really handy and they last a long time.
That sounds like a great system.
It works.
So there is kind of a glimpse at seed saving,
Yeah.
what you do in
And money
saving money.
saving,
Yes.
that's a way to save money. And we're always looking at ways to do that.
So economical, good environmental steward, and it's a great system.
Yeah, and it makes the gardener feel kind of powerful, you know? Because to be a gardener, you really, and see, I'm kind of a control freak. I can't control the weather. And I get, so it kind of humbles me in a way. So, yeah, but it's something that I can do. And if I have success, I feel really good about that.
I think that is amazing. So we will look forward to some video about planting and saving seeds in the future.
Sure.
And there you have it, a short course on saving seeds.
And saving money.
That's right. Until next time,
See ya.
bye.